face off a Godfrey time. Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys, Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, and Archie Blyer and his orchestra. And now, here's that man himself, way down south on the farm, Arthur Godfrey.
Hello, thank you, Tony. Hello, everybody. This is the Godfrey down in the hills of Virginia again, where it's cloudy and blowing instead of raining like they tell me it is in New York. Are they raining out up there, Tony?
It's just about stopped, Arthur.
It's about stopped.
It's starting again, Jeanette? Oh, on and off, Arthur.
Oh, on and off.
Yeah.
That's very sad. But we can't complain after the weather we had for that 4th of July holiday, can we?
No.
And the show is cloudy and blowing up a storm down here, too, but no rain. Yesterday we got the rain. It drizzled all day long yesterday while we were out there bisecting chickens.
Huh?
Butchering.
Oh.
I speak plainly, my friend, I think. Bisecting, I said. As a matter of fact, we were quartering them for fires. We were butchering them, and then we were picking them, and then we were de-entrailing them, and then cutting them up and putting them away in boxes into the deep freeze here so that this winter we can have fried chicken. You know, sometimes I get... Do you hear those birds this morning? Can you hear them in the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing all right, I think. Sometimes I get to... I'm going to play them scale today. They're doing fine. Sometimes I get to wondering about the animals we keep on our farms, you know? Cows, pigs, chickens. Why these particular kinds? Why not say bears, lions? Giraffes, hippopotamuses. Why shouldn't we keep them? Think of all the hamburger you'd get from a hippo. And for breakfast, what could be wrong with, say, buffalo bacon and fried ostrich eggs? Now, there's a meal. There's a meal fit for a Cy Schaefer. Of course, I never get any answers to questions like that. Just laughs like you boys come up with. But today I did learn something about one of our farm fowls, the turkey. For instance, they were called turkeys because originally they were supposed to have come from Turkey, believe it or not. Now we know that they came from Mexico, so the name is all wrong. What's in a name? A turkey by any other name? I'd still get the neck. According to an article I've been reading in Farms Magazine, besides making a very swell late evening snack, the turkey is an interesting bird. When Columbus landed here, our great Southwest was teeming with wild turkeys. And in spite of everything we've done, turkeys are still wild. You have to clip their wings to keep them from flying off your farm into the next county. And like wild birds, they have only one mating season, the spring. And by golly, that's the only time you can get them to lay any eggs. Unlike comedians, they take the summer off and the winter off. Now, chickens, we got them sweating and straining all year round. You know, we've kind of got them used to the idea. And what do they get out of it? The axe in the long run. Today, the breeders of turkeys are trying to get them down to just the right size for our smaller families. That's always been the trouble. Turkeys were too doggone big. Last Thanksgiving, for instance, they had half turkeys for sale. Though how they managed to raise them that way, I don't know. Seems to me they'd kind of keep falling over all the time, but they're trying to shrink the turkey's anatomy. What they want are birds with shorter legs, plumper bodies, and a shorter neck, just like Cy. And while they're at it, I don't know why not just drop the head down on the shoulders and do away with that neck. Then maybe I'd get a decent piece to eat once in a while. And as for shrinking the rest of the bird, restaurants where I eat have long since mastered that art. There's nothing tough about that. All you gotta do is go in and ask for that portion of turkey in a restaurant. You'll find it shrunk all right. It's such a lovely day, but in New York it isn't so bad. I mean it isn't so good, so I'm gonna ask Jeanette Davis if she's there. Are you there, Jeanette?
Here I am.
Well, would you do us that very pretty song that you do so well called You Can't See the Sun When You're Crying?
Uh-huh.
Good.
You can't see the sun when you're crying. A tear can hide the brightest sky of blue. You can't hear a song when you're sighing. No matter how the birds sing for you. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you'd clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile and let the sun shine through. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile and let the sun shine through.
Oh, gee, I love that song, Jimmy. That's a honey. You can't see the sun. How's it go, Remo? Can't see the sun when you're crying, huh? Do it again, will you? I gotta learn it. Come on. I have to learn how that goes. Do me another chorus.
You can't see the sun when you're crying. A tear can hide the bright sky of blue. You can't hear a song when you're sighing. No matter how the birds sing for you. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you'd clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile and let the sun shine through.
I got it all except one chord, Remo. What's the second chord? You can't see the sun when you're crying. Is that right? That must be right. It's got some nice changes in it. Do we sell Chesterfields today?
No.
We do?
No.
All right, buy Chesterfields. We have the best commercials on this show. Hey, I got one here. I want you fellas to play with me. Rosa the Rio Grande. I think I finally got it down. Come on. I'm down here in the woods in the mountains of Virginia with this ukulele, and I think you boys can play along. Come on, let's try it. How was that ending? That ending was a Lulu. Wait a minute. Without a shirt. That's the way this program is. One Lulu, one stinkeroo. All the way through. It reminds me of that famous order that Vice Admiral Davis D. Porter, when he was superintendent of the Naval Academy at Annapolis, once wrote an order, and it was like this. It was dated October 25th, 1867. And this is the way the order read. I have a copy of it, a photostatic copy of it in my office. It's a Lulu. It says, order. This is written in the Admiral's own handwriting. Order. Midshipman Thompson, first class, who plays so abominably on a fish horn, will oblige me by going outside the limits when he wants to practice, or he will find himself coming out of the little end of the horn. Signed, Davis D. Porter, Vice Admiral, Superintendent, Naval Academy. Me. I just wondered how I could get out of the little end of this ukulele. I don't think I could. Oh, well. I have a letter here from Charlotte Lundell of Waden, W-A-D-E-N, I guess it is, Minnesota. It says, Dear Arthur, I enjoy your programs very much. In fact, I feel very badly if I miss one time. There's only one thing I wish you would do. Please correct your jokes. They are corny, but deaf. They are sticky icky. Can't your gag writers think up anything else, or do you write them yourself? Keep up with the good program. Love, one of your loyal fans. I love them all. It's signed Charlotte Lundell. Well, you don't go for the gags. Maybe you like this. Anything but that, huh? All right. All right. If these jokes ever get back to my scoutmaster, I'm going to lose my merit badge. I tell you what we'll do. We'll get Archie Blyer and the boys to come up with a piece of music here. Because it's time for somebody along the network to sell you something. Shoot, Archie. Thank you.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. The moon is not made of green cheese. It's blue, it's blue, it's blue. It's blue, it's blue, it's blue. It's blue, it's blue, it's blue. The moon is a deep, deep blue moon. Blue, 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 blue moon.
I especially enjoyed the tenor in that trio there.
Name of this song is Blue Moon.
You guys get more like foghorns than I do. Well, the stories about those flying discs are still coming in. But today, eyewitness reports say that they're not so much discs as they are like saucers. Tomorrow, I suppose, we'll hear about some guy seeing one complete with a cup of coffee on it. But I'm going to draw the line when some early morning eyewitness starts to claim he saw one with a donut attached. One of these fancy flights, or flights of fancy, most of them, as a matter of fact, have been out west, but now they're moving east. According to reports from New Jersey, flying saucers are thicker than mosquitoes. But William Wiener, or Wiener, I guess, the New York City meteorologist, is very skeptical. He claims he's been watching the skies for years now, and he can see these saucers whenever he wants to. And so can you, he says. All you gotta do is rub your eyes real hard and then stop and look up into a bright sky. Of course, there's a much simpler recipe than that. You take the juice from 1 quart of whiskey. And that's about as far as you'll get. None of these discs. These discs that they see. I got a confession to make. It's me. I threw them. They're old records that I threw out. My old records. I used to be a discus thrower back in my days at Yale. Or was it Purdue? I forget. Anyway, I was an old discus thrower. I was a great guy. They wrote a song about me, you know. You ever hear a song called Freckles? Let me do it for you. We recorded this, too. This is probably the one you see flying around. He was just a kid, a little redhead, pug-nosed kid. And though he was his mother's pride and joy, he was worse than Dick's dead boy. I lived right next door, beside the village grocery store. And we went to school together in those days of yore. Freckles was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane. Oh, how they'd yank him and spank him. How he teased the girls when in school he'd pull their curls. And though his marks were lower than kids much slower, his mark was perfect with the old bean blower. People used to coach, he young Freckles not to play his joke. The way he fooled the village folk, it was a shame. And when the teacher found the tack on her chair, though 100 children were there, everybody said, Freckles, he always took the blame. Mrs. Irene M. Decker of Ozone Park, New York. And in it, she enclosed an old newspaper that she found in her grandmother's trunk. It is the New York World for Tuesday evening, March the 19th, 1895. That was 7, 8 years before I was born. And you should see it. It's yellow with age. Falling apart. Holy catfish, you mean in 8 years, that's my lot, huh? 8 years from now, I'm going to be yellow and falling apart, huh? Anyway, that was 52 years ago, and since then, a lot of water has passed over, you should pardon the expression, the dam. I don't want to get in trouble with the censors. I was going to tell you about a ride I had in a helicopter, but I can't say that on the air. Anyway, some of the ads in this paper, for instance, take this one. Quote, Spain must knuckle down, just as that cough or cold will when you scare it to death with Riker's expectorant. A name like that probably scared the patient to death, too. Spain must knuckle down. I'll be a son of a gun. And this gay 90s Gazette has a Macy's ad in it, too. Such prices. Listen to this, ladies. Full-size bed sheets, 44 cents apiece. Today, 40 cents wouldn't cover a crib for a Cupid doll. And here's something else for the lady of fashion 50 years ago. The Red Star Combination Bicycle Suit. Oh, boy, a walking suit of comely appearance, the skirt of which can be lifted by side elastics to any desired height. My. I guess they had to sort of do a little hitchhiking themselves in those days, didn't they? It says, allowing perfect freedom whilst riding your bicycle and displaying pretty bloomers underneath. A boon to all lady cyclists. Guess it wasn't so bad for the bicyclist's bow either, huh? And here are some more prices from the Macy ad. Rye whiskey, 4 years old per quart, 74 cents. And that was a quart, too, not a fifth. Holland gin, 74 cents. Ramsey scotch, 6 years old, per bottle, $1.20. turn backward, old time and thy flight, and take me to Macy's just for the night. Me. Well, let's have a tune out of the Mariners, shall we? The Mariners have got a real salty old tune here called Blow the Man Down.
We sailed the ocean to see the world, but what did we see?
What did we see?
We saw the sea.
We saw the sea.
We saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Pacific isn't terrific, and the Atlantic isn't what it reckons to be. Oh, blow the man down, sailor, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down with a bottle of rum. Here is some time to blow the man down.
I'll sing you a song, a good song of the sea.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And trust that you'll join in the chorus with me.
Give us some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, sailor, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down with a bottle of rum. Give us some time to blow the man down.
The anchor is weighed and the sails they are set.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
The girl we are leaving we'll never forget.
Give us some time to blow the man down.
So goodbye to Polly and goodbye to Sue.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And you who are listening, goodbye to you too.
Give us some time to blow the man down. Oh, blow the man down, sailor, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down with a bottle of rum. Give us some time to blow the man down. Give us some time to blow the man down.
Ah, boy, I finally found the key you were in. Holy suffering catfishes. What key is that? That's one fret below F. Must be E. Well, I'd be doggone. It would take four guys out of the Merchant Marine to find a key like that, wouldn't it? Well, you did that beautifully, my friend. It was beautifully. Blow the man down. I want a clean sweep down here.
I already threw down.
What? Let's have silence on the quarterdeck here. Well, I wish we had television. I could do you a rumba and wave goodbye without using my hands. But it's time for us to go, and television isn't here. So, Archie? Godfrey says bye-bye on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.